Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I get a text at work, all capitals. At the vet, get here now. Anyone who owns a pet and sees the word vet panics immediately. Because your first thought is, this is going to cost me a fortune. So I walk in, they take me down this long hallway. They open up the door, and there's my wife, she's in tears. And there's my dog in a cone. And the vet's there, and the lady turns around and says, Mr. Farrar, the muscle that holds your dog's lens in place and her eye is ruptured. It's very common in Jack Russells. I can correct it with surgery. It is very expensive surgery. If you choose not to have the surgery, the pressure's going to build up, and she'll be blind in that eye in about 6 hours. You let me know what you want to do. Like it was a ransom demand.
6 hours. That is the cover of the album, Unconditional, too. It's both Adam Farrar has a cone in. Is that your dog, too, in the cover there, Adam?
That's my dog. How are you, Phil?
Good, man. Good.
How you been? It's been a while.
It's been a long time. I'm so glad I got a chance to talk to you guys. I've been good. Except for the dog, everything's been fine. How you guys doing?
Did you pony up for the eyes, or is it blind?
No. We had the surgery. Then the dog got glaucoma. Yeah, so we had to have that diagnosis. And then she's actually on weed biscuits. Because we live in California, and you can get weed biscuits, and weed helps with the pressure in the eye.
Man,
so, yeah. So my wife, the dog can't see, so my wife took little bells, and she safety pinned them to the back of her pants.
Right.
And now when she walks around the house, ding, 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 the dog hears the bells and follows her around the house. And she's following her. Her tail's wagging. She's happy. I don't know if she feels the compassion from my wife or it's the weed.
It's the weed.
Yeah, but you're the one that wrote the check, by the way. So how much was it to get the dog's eyes fixed?
I could have bought a car. Right now, my dog is can't see through a Camaro. How's that?
That's crazy. But, you know, you can't let your dog die because your wife would be mad. That'd be upset. Yeah, you can't do
that. No, and I'm a big mushy. I mean, you know, yeah. I just, you know, it's my dog. And they get you. They should just answer the phone. Hello, canine eye surgery. Profiting on your grief. How can I help?
Profiting on your grief.
Yeah.
So, you weed biscuits, does the dog get high? Or just like...
Yeah, the dog gets high. The dog, well, if it's not high, it's eaten and it wants to start a band for no reason.
I know somebody who had dogs that were kind of scared of fireworks and some edibles. They had like 2 milligrams of THC and a lot of CBD.
But they were human edibles, right?
Yeah.
And you gave them that?
But the works on dogs. I know somebody who did that.
So, Adam, we're talking earlier because I can't sleep. And I got some insomnia recently, and I'm not a big pothead, but I'm thinking about starting to get into some weed so I could fall asleep. And the fact is that you live in California where your dog legally can have weed.
Yeah.
And I don't, and I can't get weed. This is crazy. We're in a crazy world, man.
That comes around to a whole other thing.
Yeah, go ahead, Adam.
I know a guy. I know a guy that works at that station.
Yeah. Now, Adam, when I think a lot of Tyler's problem has to do with a little anxiety. And when we first met, I was having a series of debilitating panic attacks, and you've been through that yourself. And you were always there for me. If I was in the middle of one, I could call you, and you would actually pick up the phone. So what kind of advice can you give Tyler to relieve his anxiety?
I don't have panic attacks.
I'm medicated, so I don't get panic attacks anymore.
Okay.
I don't know if... Are you still medicated?
No, I gave it all up. Here's the thing. I don't know how. I can't take anything anymore. My medication. No, I got off the anti-anxiety stuff. I got off of everything. I couldn't even take the painkillers. I had a shoulder surgery, and they gave me a couple of oxys for the pain.
Mm-hmm.
How did Prince do it all those years and look great? I had half an oxy. I couldn't go to the bathroom for a week.
I was the same when I got hurt. They gave me oxy. I took it for a while, and I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't. I had half an oxy, and I'm on the toilet like Elvis at the end. You get anxiety, you can't sleep. Does it manifest during the day or just when you lay down and go to bed at night?
It's at night.
Right.
It's
it manifests night. When he watches the news.
Yeah, I'm an upset of the news lately.
Oh, just turn the freaking thing off. Are you kidding?
I know.
I can't watch anything anymore. And listen, I'm not a I don't make enough money for the Republicans to care about me, and I make too much for the Democrats to give me stuff. Yeah. So I'm screwed. It doesn't matter. I just turned it off. I can't. Yeah. Oh, if that's what. You're not the only one. There's a whole spike.
Damn it. No, I can't sleep.
It's the traitor situation. But we don't want to get into that. AdamFerrara.com to pick up the new album, Unconditional, and available pre-order right now. Comes out August 3rd, actually. Yeah. So where'd you record this, Adam? What club?
We did it at Gotham in New York.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So we recorded it here. And
I know you're still bi-coastal, right?
Yeah, I'm in New York right now, and I go back to California. I go to Canada Thursday, and then I go to Cleveland, and then I go back home.
Boy, man. You got two homes.
God, who routed that?
And the Republicans. Two homes, and the Republicans still don't care about you?
Not really.
No, they don't care. No. They don't care. No. Nobody cares.
Right.
I'm more worried about you, because I get the anxiety when I go to sleep. That's the worst part. When you lay down and go to bed at night, now it's time to play That's What I Should Have Said. And everything runs through your head.
Don't we all do that?
Well, but some people could fall asleep. But no, you're right, Adam. It's exactly what it is. My brain just races. It just races, you know?
Yeah, and it won't shut down. Well, here's what happens to me. I'll fall asleep. I'll get like 2 or 3 hours. Then I pop up and I stare at the clock. And then now I'm tossing and turning. I actually have to put something on. Like I'll listen to sports radio or I'll listen to something, just the noise. And then this is the worst. Like, let's say I got to get up at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wide awake at 6 o'clock.
Right.
So I can get up now, but then let me just stay here for 20 minutes. Then I'm dead asleep at 7:25.
Right. How many days
and
a week?
I don't wake up and greet the day like, hello, world. Like, the day just punches me in the face like, get up.
How many days?
You ain't helping. I'm glad you're in the same boat, but you ain't helping, Adam.
No, it's the same thing. It's like, the day is looking at me like, you thought you were worried last night. Wait till you see what I do to you today.
How often do you get up at 7:30?
It depends. Like right now, I'm on the I'm doing a lot of radio, so I'm up early in the morning. But the one thing that never affected me was jet lag. I was very fortunate with that, where that doesn't really. You know, I can sleep on a hook. I just can't stay.
I want to ask you this, Adam, because obviously you're an actor also. When you have early calls, I mean, and you got to be there. I mean, how tough was that sometimes? I mean,
it's weird when you're doing night shoots, because you get off work at like 6 in the morning and it's bright light.
Right.
And you got to like black out the hotel room and go to sleep. The worst sleep issue I had was when I was doing Top Gear and Nurse Jackie at the same time.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, they flew. I remember one day they flew me from the top of this mountain in California. I drove a Cadillac up this mountain, and they helicoptered me to LAX. I flew through the night to JFK. They picked me up at JFK. I took a shower in my dressing room, and I'm shooting a love scene at 7:30 in the morning, and I got nothing.
Any sleep at all?
No, I slept on the plane, whatever. You can get on the plane, but you don't have to do that too often. I mean, that just kind of beats you up. That's the kind of sleep you get when you're like, look, I'm too tired to be anxious.
Got it. Yeah. Plus, so you did a love scene that morning after that whole trip. You must have felt important that day. They helicoptered you the whole way across the country to a plane, obviously to do a love scene. You were.
And in that moment, I was like the Beatles in A Hard Day's Night.
Exactly. Yeah. Totally, man.
Who was the love scene with? You remember?
It was
Edie Falco.
Edie Falco. That was his love interest. Edie Falco on the show. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So we did that and. But yeah, like I said, I just finished.
Now that's acting.
Yeah.
What?
If Edie Falco has to act like she loves Adam Ferrara, that's some good acting.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I mean, because normally in real life, she probably wouldn't be interested in you.
Pick up the phone at your next panic attack.
Speaking of that, how's married life? You still everything going well?
Oh yeah, everything's great. The best move I ever made was the wife. In fact, our anniversary's coming up.
How many years now?
We've been together for 12. We've been married for 6.
It's been that long. Right. I guess it has been.
Any problems when you're shooting love scenes?
No, well, she kind of looks, you know, I do get punched, you know.
Do you?
Yeah, well, I've got news. I don't think I could do it. Like, you know, I got Italian jealousy. So I don't think I could do it. God bless her.
Oh, if she was an actress, you couldn't handle it, but the other way around, she has to deal with it, right?
Yeah, she's like, look, let's be honest. She's the adult. Who are we kidding?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. When the two of you are making a love scene, there's no problems?
No, we're good. I look forward to it. And believe me, it's pretty much just like My life is it's a one-man show. I just hope my wife doesn't get disappointed with the cast. You know what I'm saying?
So if you get an offer to do a movie where you're completely naked with somebody,
I had to sign an ass clause.
Oh, you did?
I did. Showtime asked me to sign an ass clause. My wife laughed for 3 days.
To show your ass?
They had the right to show my ass. And I was like, all right, I've seen it. Believe me, not going to want to do this.
Where can we see your ass, Adam?
Well, it's with me at all times. I don't let it do.
No, I mean, can we find it on screen somewhere?
No, they never exercised the ass clause, but I had a sign.
Yeah, that signed the ass clause. I love that. Hell, they showed Sipowicz's ass in NYPD Blue years ago. They could have shown your ass. All
right. You think they'd learn. I'll be honest, I was walking to the hotel the other day. I was in this hotel room, and it was nice. They gave me a suite. I'm walking out of the shower, and there was, you know, the door, the mirror on the door.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, who is that fat, wet man in my room? Oh, my God.
We've all been there.
Wow.
Catch yourself in the shower mirror.
Oh my God. It was. Then you come up with an excuse like, it's this damn hotel lighting. That's what that is. Your big fat ass.
Unconditional is the name of the new album coming out from Adam Ferrara.
It's the title of the album, inspired by the love you have for your dog that you're holding on the album cover.
Yes, the subtitle is Sometimes Love is a Pain in the Ass.
Yep.
Because I really did that. I did. I wore that cone to make the dog feel better. Just walking around. Because my wife, you know, the hippie wife is like, you know, very sensitive to animals. And even the vet, the holistic vet, I swear to God, the holistic vet, that, you know, she might hide behind furniture because she'll feel shame with the cone.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you serious? So you bought that cone to make your dog feel better?
Yes.
Holy crap.
Yes.
Did your wife wear a cone also?
No. She goes, look, it's cute and you're stupid. I go, well, I'm doing the best I can with what I got.
How'd you chew your ass with that cone on? Did it stop you from doing that?
No, but the dog kind of liked, I mean, you know, you can see the dog's moods and stuff, and you're wondering what it's thinking. Like, because my little dog will walk around, all of a sudden I'll just pick it up. I mean, how is that like? If you had a life, all of a sudden you're like, oh, this big animal is picking me up. I guess I'll be okay.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
You just leave the ground, and you take her out, and it's like what the dog would the other thing she would do is like, do you have a dog?
Yes, I do, and I would probably wear the cone because I'm a big puss that way too.
Oh God, I'm a screaming queen. My dog sleeps by my feet.
Yep, our dog sleeps in the bed with us too.
And now when she can't see, she gets up, and when I hear the ears flap, I got to jump up. She doesn't go to the end of the bed, and I got to hold her in front of the water and just wait for her to drink. Then I pick her up, and then I got to put her back to bed. So we do that about two or three times.
Holy crap.
Wow.
There's a blind dog.
I thought my dogs were spoiled.
No, his dog's blind. He's got to take it. You got to lead the dog to water, you know?
Yeah, got to lead the dog to water, make sure she drinks. I can't move any of the furniture.
No.
You can't do that.
I thought it was just blind in the one eye.
Well, no, the other, she got a comb in the one eye. And then the operation was on the other eye. Oh. So and she was. They're both rescued. So you know, there's no insurance. There's no family money. There's nothing.
No.
Do the weed biscuits make the dog get the munchies?
Yes, the dog. They said it was good for her appetite as well.
Yeah.
So she gets the munchies. She sits around. You know, she's writing poetry.
Hey, Todd actually tries his dog's biscuits because he's weird that way. You know that. Have you ever tried one of his weed biscuits?
The dog's weed biscuits?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Are they specifically made for dogs? Because the ones we give the dogs are specifically made for humans.
No, these things are actually made for dogs. They got more CBD in it.
Okay.
That's the male plant. That's better for it's actually good for our joints too. It's good for swelling.
Yeah, the ones.
And actually good for anxiety, baby.
I know.
That's the ones we use only have like 2 milligrams of THC.
But see, I don't live in California.
Yeah, where a guy like you and me would need about 30 milligrams of THC to catch a buzz. But there's a lot of CBD in it too.
Yeah. But the male plant has the does the female, the one with the THC, does that have the medical properties as well?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask a weed geek, and we got plenty of them listening right now.
Yes, we do.
Give you the whole diatribe.
Look, I remember when you had to go to some creep's basement and make believe your friends while they cleaned your weed on an Emerson, Lake, and Palmer album.
So do we.
Now you got a sommelier showing you around.
Indica, the fever.
And I remember going to the basement going, you do your own taxidermy. Really? Wow, it's so lifelike. Can I just get my nickel bag and go home, please?
AdamFerrera.com. Adam, is that where people can find your dates across the country?
Yep, AdamFerrera.com. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. Every Talk to Me Tuesdays. We're actually doing it tonight. I guess it's 8 o'clock your time. If it's 9 o'clock in New York, what time is it?
It's 8 o'clock here. You figure that out.
Come to my Facebook page. Our cameras are on tonight. You can ask me anything you want. We do it every Tuesday.
How about when can we see you on the screen again? What's coming up? Anything?
Oh, yeah, September 21st. I got a movie called Little Italy.
Yeah?
It's with Emma Roberts, Hayden Christensen, Danny Aiello, Andrea Martin, me, Alyssa Milano, James Seymour, and that'll be in it's a 10-city release. Theater release on September.
Well, I love all those people you mentioned. We're big, obviously, we're big Alyssa Milano fans. Who's what's the synopsis of the movie?
It's basically Romeo and Juliet with two warring pizza families.
Okay.
I play Lord Capulet.
So it's a big Italian thing, obviously.
Right? Yeah, it's like my big fat Greek wedding with Gindaloon.
Okay, check it out.
Where's that? Is that a wide release movie?
You said 10 cities originally, right?
Yeah, 10 city release and video on demand, and it comes out September 21st.
Right. I will watch it. Get a date with Colleen and come to town. We haven't seen you in a while, man.
Yeah, I got to come see you guys. I want to say hi to Colleen and everybody at the Bone, and hopefully I'll be there soon. And I hope you feel better, baby. I really do. In other words, don't eat directly when you go to bed, too. That also triggers, the doctor said that triggers your anxiety.
Don't do what?
Don't eat.
Don't eat.
Don't go to bed with a full stomach. Oh,
All right.
Don't eat the dog treats. Do you try the dog treats?
He didn't.
Without the THC?
Just collapse?
I've been known to do that from time to time, and I find that all dog treats
are kind of bland.
Although they aren't really unhealthy for you, they don't taste bad. They're just all kind of bland.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you were expecting.
Thanks, Adam. Talk soon, brother.
Be good, my friend.
Appreciate it. Adam Ferrara, Unconditional, the name of the new album coming out August 3rd. One of the funniest, most genuine guys we know. And get a chance to see Adam. He's really, really funny.
Yeah, let's get him back on again when that movie comes out. We don't talk to him
nearly
enough.
We can do that, sure.
Yeah, we don't talk to him near enough. I want to ask him if he gets naked with Alyssa Milano.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That would be nice. You know?
That would relieve some of your anxiety.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen.
It might create some more.
I'm in a movie.
Now he's going to sit awake, sleeping. You know, he's going to think about that all night.
Kiss of the Vampire.
Yeah.
She got her boobs hanging out there.
Yeah, now you're not going to sleep tonight.
I know, damn it.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.